Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and we're joined now by the legendary voice of the Maryland Terrapins, the one and only Johnny Holiday, whose travel schedule will look a lot different in the coming years. And, Johnny, how are you?
I'm looking at road maps, Brett, of Purdue, Wisconsin, State College, Ann Arbor, Omaha. It's going to be quite different, isn't it?
You'll be racking up the airline miles, I think.
I would certainly hope so. I hope that the airline that I fly has frequent flyer mileage to the Big Ten cities.
Well, I have to ask you, Johnny, and I think you know how I feel about this. I'm not enthusiastic, but for you, what was your reaction when this news started leaking out and coming out?
Oh, I think it'll look everybody else, Brett. I think it was one of, no, this can't be, because this is the ACC, and Maryland's always been a member, 59 years, and somebody's got to be pulling my leg. And I was kind of taken back, like everybody else was, at the initial release of the fact they're going to go to the Big Ten. But then when I stopped to think about it, and when you look at the financial problems that the school's been in recently, it's kind of like a no-brainer that it's going to leave a lot of people unhappy, and I can understand that. And it's not the first school, because of the landscape changing so much. Some of these schools are changing conferences for this reason or for that reason. And I think for Maryland to move forward and be able to maybe bring back some of the sports they had to cut, to give the exposure to the football program on a Big Ten network that covers, I don't know how many different countries, and everybody can watch them. I think it's going to help recruiting as well. The tradition that people talk about, well, I think that's kind of gone out the window, as well as the rivalry some years ago when Boston College came to the ACC, and all, Florida State came into the ACC, and Virginia Tech. So on one hand, yeah, I'm kind of sad like everybody else is initially, but then when you think about the long-term picture, you say, this is a pretty good deal. You're going from one great conference in the Atlantic Coast to another great conference in the Big Ten. I don't think Maryland can lose.
The voice of the Terps, Johnny Holiday, with us here on WBAL. What about nostalgia, Johnny? Those trips to Chapel Hill, Durham, Winston-Salem, right on down the line. Do you feel sad in any way when you think about not going to those places anymore?
Well, I like to bet where we were going twice, going down there once and coming up here once to play these guys. And that stopped a couple of years ago, and that kind of bothered me a lot, that you only get to play your Dukes, your Carolinas once instead of twice. I wasn't for that at all. I will certainly miss the atmosphere of Cameron Indoor Stadium. And who's to say that, down the road somewhere, that game won't pop back up in Maryland's schedule. You never know for the schedule makers. I'll certainly miss going to the Dean Dome in Chapel Hill and recalling the great games that Maryland's had there when Len Bias lit them up to 35, and the first loss that they suffered in the Dean Dome was at the hands of Maryland. I'll miss the trips down to Clemson, too, and the tremendous fanatical fans they have right up on you at Little John Coliseum. And I probably will miss, most of all, in January and February, the trips to Florida State and Miami when the weather is real nice.
That is true. To me, of course, you understand this, and we've talked about this a lot in the past, but I grew up listening to you calling Maryland games, and on cold winter nights around the state of Maryland, it felt warmer when the Terps were heading down to Tobacco Road with some big, intense matchups with Coach K, Dean Smith, and everyone else, Roy Williams, right on down the line. It was a certain heat on those nights, and for me and my money, it won't feel the same ever again. Maybe I'm reacting in a 48-hour window, and I should probably wait maybe another 24 hours to kind of let it all seep in. But it will be different. I think we can all acknowledge it will never be the same.
No, you're exactly right. And I'm with you, Brett. You can certainly feel everybody's entitled to their own feelings. And I don't think anybody can argue with anyone who's not happy with the move. The same as you can't argue with people that say, with the climate as it is, it's something that they had to do. And thank goodness there's a conference that wanted them to come in that's going to result in a couple of more dollars. And, for one, when you have a chance to see an Ohio State come to play Maryland in football, or Michigan come in, or let's go to Michigan. And then when you look at the top 25 in college basketball this week, what are there, five or six Big Ten teams mm-hmm. in there? And for the ACC, I think you got two, North Carolina, Duke, and North Carolina State and Duke, and North Carolina, and that's about it. So I feel very bad for the people that will be upset for some time, and I can't blame them because it's their school. I did not go to Maryland, so I'm not a Maryland graduate, and I don't have the same feeling, I guess, that some of the old time alumni have, or even guys that graduated 5, 6, 7 years ago.
How many years is this as the voice of Maryland athletics?
34.
I think you've earned your stripes to say, although not an alum, that you have a very special.
Hey, Brett, I think that would be the topper to get an honorary degree from the University of Maryland. That might be the best thing I could ever get.
Well, I think you can call President Lowe at this point and tell him that, and he might be able to work something out.
But I think if you was my PR guy, maybe you could call him.
I think I should. I guess we'll end on this, something maybe a little more cheery, and the here and now. Maryland basketball game tonight, they seem to be getting better after that great opening act effort in a loss against Kentucky. Right now, do you see this Maryland basketball team improving game to game?
You know, I do, and I think we've seen improvement from the Kentucky game, which I don't think anybody thought that they were going to play Kentucky as tough as they did. To take that game to the final 7 seconds and lose it in the final 7 seconds, I think was a feather in these kids' caps to understand right off the bat in your first game of the year against the defending national champions, you can play. You can play with anybody. So, you know, tonight against Lafayette, it's a team that they've never lost to. They've only played them 4 times in the past. But I still think Mark Turgeon, he stays on these guys. You know, even though you're playing well, there's still improvement defensively. I'm sure he's not happy with the turnovers they committed the other night against LIU Brooklyn. But I think it's just a glimpse of what can come. He wants people to come out and see this team before there's going to be a situation where there are no tickets available. And that's not going to take long, judging by the kind of coach he is and the kind of student-athletes that he's recruited. And if your listeners haven't come out to see them play yet, this is the best time during the holidays for all the non-conference games before they go to conference play in January. The tickets are available for all these games. He's even moved some game times up to 7 o'clock so families can come. Moms and dads can bring their kids and experience an ACC arena, at least for 2 more years, and experience watching this outstanding basketball team play.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. You have to reprogram yourself, Johnny. It's going to be different.
Yeah, I know. I know. 34 years of kind of habit may be tough to break, but I think I'll be able to get through it if I concentrate.
Johnny Holiday, the voice of the Terps. Johnny, thank you so much. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk soon.
And, Brett, I can understand how you feel. Believe me, that's okay. That's fine. And, you know, maybe in the long run you'll see the same thing that I think everybody else does. But don't feel bad about feeling bad about it. Believe me.
I won't, and that's why I'm a talk show host, and I get to kind of talk it out with the listeners and people in this great state.
Sure. I agree 100%. Hey, it's always good to visit with you, friend.
Johnny Holiday, the voice of the Terps. We're back with more next here on Sportsline.